very excited to join our next guest as we go down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Renaud Lavoie, DDA Sports, our NHL insider, joins us every Monday and Thursday here on The Big Show. Renaud, how are you today, my friend?
Pretty good, my friend Will.
Well, I guess we'll start in Vancouver. News yesterday, it was made official as Travis Green is hired as their next head coach. And, Ren, just your overall thoughts on the news when you saw it out of Vancouver.
Well, I was not surprised at all because, remember, Will, last November there was some strong rumors that obviously there'll be some changes behind the bench in Vancouver. And the fact that they decided to go inside the organization is something I think really smart when you're looking at the Vancouver Canucks right now. They're in trying to rebuild, but at the same time, they need to win. And the best way to win is to have as much of young players as possible. You need to take a page of the Oilers or other teams like that around the league. I know it's tough because they were lucky to draft first or second or third for a long time. When I'm saying lucky, is lucky for them now. They weren't lucky at the time, but now they're taking advantage of it. And so the fact that they decided to stay internally, Travis Green knows the players pretty well. In the organization knows, what kind of players, first of all, he needs to win. And second of all, when you're looking at the young players in the organization, which one can help quickly, what kind of role you can give to a young player quickly to make sure that the Vancouver Canucks will be a playoff team. And you know what, Will? I know it's early right now, really early, but it's going to be interesting to see who they're going to sign July 1st, who's going to be the number one goaltender for that team in September. But you know what? Don't count that team out of the playoffs for next season. Their summer will be really interesting. I think they have what needs to be made to be a playoff team, what needs to be done. And they had a good push last year. It wasn't enough because of the personnel that they had. But I can't wait to see at the deadline, not the deadline, but at the expansion draft, what they're going to do after that, the draft. And on July 1st, they can turn things quickly in Vancouver. They have cap space. They have knowledge of who can and who's not going to help. So that's why Travis Green, as a coach, and especially with the Canucks, is a really good decision.
Yeah, and especially because of the road they're about to go down. You mentioned it. He knows quite a few of the young players based on his time in Utica. But, Ren, there's been a lot of talk about expectations for Travis Green in Vancouver because, this is a team that has had a hard time admitting they're going to go towards a rebuild. There's a lot of people wondering. I'm curious your take. Do you believe Travis Green will get a fair shake and a good chance to kind of let things grow and develop underneath him?
No doubt in my mind, and I'm going to tell you why. If they were not ready to be patient, it wouldn't have been that coach would have been hired. It would have been somebody else, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I think Willie Desjardins was a really good person, okay? The players loved him, but at the end of the day, you have to have a game plan in front of you, okay? And I don't think Willie Desjardins was the man for that. So by bringing Travis Green, he's going to put a structure in place, and that's what sometimes teams just need. You don't need a major turnaround. You don't need to hire to fire everybody and to hire new people every 3 years if it's not working. But you need to simplify things. You need to put a structure on the ice, in the dressing room. And sometimes you need to be tough with players. You cannot just tell the guys, you're pros. Just go on the ice, work hard, and it's going to turn out our way. No, that's not the way it's working anymore. They need more than that. They need toughness. And at the same time, they need a coach who's going to arrive with a game plan that's going to work, and I think Travis Green can do that.
Bruno Lavoie is our guest. He joins us every Monday and Thursday here on The Big Show. He's from TVA Sports, and he's our NHL insider here on The Big Show. What did you make of last night's action? We'll start in St. Louis. Quite the night for PK Subban as he gets 3 points in that 4-3 victory for Nashville.
Kind of crazy night for PK. I think it was the best player on the ice. The Blues weren't ready for PK Subban, for Roman Josi. And that was an issue. I guess they were waiting for scoring chances to come really close to their goaltender, Jake Allen, but it wasn't the case. You know, nobody was blocking those lines. The PK Subban shooting line or Roman Josi shooting line. And that's really why I think it's going to change next game for the St. Louis Blues. They're going to arrive with a different look defensively. And I think I still favor the Blues in that playoff series for many reasons. One of them is because they have the home ice advantage. I think for me, it's the Cinderella story in the West. They weren't supposed to be there. They weren't supposed to be in the playoffs or in the second round. It's a team that's really tough to beat. So I expect more from them. I think that they were surprised by the Predators, how good they are. But now I think for the Predators, it's going to be a struggle for them to win games. It's 5 wins in a row for the Predators. Mm-hmm. I don't expect them to win 10 in a row, right? So we'll see how it's going to turn out. But I expect the Blues to rebound.
On the St. Louis side, I don't imagine a lot of people are talking about this while the team is still playing, but I wanted to get your take because a lot of talk about Jake Allen and the way he played in that round one series and kind of his final 2 months of the season where he really turned his game around. And obviously, some of that has to do with Martin Brodeur taking over as the team's goalie coach. Any indication as to him staying on next year or staying on past these playoffs as the team's goalie coach or staying involved in the coaching side of game, other things?
Right now, I know Martin wants to be an assistant GM, okay? That's his goal. He wants to be one day a GM in the league, not a coach. Thing is, it's Martin Brodeur. He arrived February 1st on the ice with Jake Allen, and it's just unbelievable. It was only his fourth loss in regulation. So it's amazing to see how they're playing right now. Jake Allen is playing behind, I'll say, Martin Brodeur, because Martin Brodeur is the one, I guess, pushing him the right way. And, Jake Allen was struggling so hard during the season. Sometimes you just need to make one change. I don't think Martin changed a lot except one thing. How to prepare for a game, how to envision your game, what do you have to do the day of a game, what do you have to do the day before a game, what do you have to do after a game. So many things, so many details. But for Martin now, he can share his experience because he is the goalie coach. Before, he was not the goalie coach. It's not tough for him to come in the dressing room and start to give pointers to a goaltender who has already a goalie coach. So I think Martin did it the right way. I think Jake Allen is taking advantage of that. It's a really good question because right now, how difficult is going to say be for Martin to say, you know what, guys, that's not what I want to be. That's not who I am. I want to be a GM one day. I need to work as an assistant GM. That's how you hired me. I wonder if he's going to change his mind. But as of right now, I think really his goal was just to come back as an assistant GM. Obviously, if they win the Stanley Cup, I don't know. You know, I think he can revisit that. But I'll be surprised if he's a goalie coach next season.
And then shifting gears to what we saw in Anaheim, the Oilers had some troubles 5-on-5. They get a couple of power play goals and get some fortunate bounces in the third period. They take that game 5-3. Now, I say that they were limited in their chances in 5-on-5. They weren't dominated, but certainly Anaheim had their stretches of being the better team. How do you see the Oilers matching up in this series against the Ducks, Ren?
I'm surprised. Obviously, the Oilers are the youngest team, and they're their fastest. And for me, that was a difference in the game last night, to be honest. But it's not only that. Those kids are smart. And even if they didn't have tons of chances to play in the playoffs, they understand that, you know what, you need to play tough. So mentally, you need to be prepared for that. Physically, you need to be prepared for that. I don't think the Oilers were prepared for that in Game 1 versus the Sharks. Seeing Connor McDavid being pushed around like that was not a surprise, but the surprise for me was his reaction. He was kind of surprised to being pushed around by Pavelski, the captain of that team. But since then, he decided that, you know what, you want to push me around, I'll do the same thing. I'm going to hit you hard. I'm not going to be only good with my hands and my feet. I'm going to be good in every aspect of the game. And that's an inspiration for the rest of the team. So that's why I think the Oilers are going to be tough to beat. I expect a different kind of game from the Ducks. I expect them to be even more physical with the Oilers. But that being said, when you're physical, when you're hitting people, you don't have the puck. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to see really what's going to be the game plan for the Ducks. What kind of strategy they're going to use. Are they going to try to skate with the Oilers? Are they going to try to slow them down? Second option, I think, for the Ducks is really the best option. Thing is it possible? That's the big question.
Renaud Lavoie is our guest here on The Big Show. He joins us every Monday and Thursday down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Quick look at tonight's action. Ren, what are the stories you're watching in Ottawa as the Sens open things up against the Rangers?
Great question. There are so many good stories, but you know what? Well, for me, nobody's talking about that, but this is two different franchises. You have one franchise like the Rangers. You know, they're playing in New York. They're rich. They have everything to make sure that it's possible to beat every team in the NHL. They have all the resources, and it's not really the case for the Ottawa Senators, who are an amazing franchise, but with a limited budget. So it's great to see the Ottawa Senators in the second round. But that being said, a cap team like the Rangers with tons of money versus a suburb type of team in Ottawa, small market. They're maybe in the Eastern Conference. They're not the richest, believe me. So I wonder how it's going to turn out. I wonder if money is going to be will have any impact in the game. So for me, it's all about goaltending. Henrik Lundqvist is the best paid player goaltender in the league. So obviously the Rangers wants him to succeed. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, you have Craig Anderson, who's a really good goaltender, but in my book, he's no Henrik Lundqvist. So all the pressure will be on Lundqvist, to be honest. If he's playing like the first three games versus Montreal, I think the Ottawa Senators will have a really good chance to win that playoff series. But if he's playing like he played in the last three games versus Montreal, the Ottawa Senators, they have actually no chance to beat him. So I wonder how it's going to turn out. If Lundqvist is at his best to start that playoff series, it could be a quick one.
Last one for you, Renaud, as we let you go. A lot of people wondering, and I'm curious your take on the Washington Capitals. Can they finally do it this year and get through the Pittsburgh Penguins? And is the first round series against Toronto, where they're pushed a little bit, is that a good thing, or does that maybe look at it and say maybe Washington doesn't have the horses this year?
Well, you know what? They're playing the Pittsburgh Penguins in the second round. You've seen that movie before, Will.
Many times, Ren, many times.
So, I mean, why is it going to change? That's the real question. I don't expect any change. I think the Pittsburgh Penguins, and I said it since day one of this season, they have a golden mind since the minute they won the Stanley Cup, and it's to win the next one. They want to a back-to-back. That's their goal. They're working towards that goal. I think Jim Rutherford right now, if he's not the best GM in the league, I mean, it's crazy how that man went from one of the worst GM in the league to the best by far. And the reason why is because he decided to take chances, and it worked pretty well. So I expect the Pittsburgh Penguins to win again that playoff series versus the Capitals.
Bruno, as always, appreciate your time. We'll have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you again on Monday.
Have a good one, Will.